927 4CC. Hello to Ronnie from Mount Morgan.
G'day, Hammo. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good.
Well, what about these blooming FIFOs, the FIFOs, then, you know, the fly in, fly out people?
Yeah.
No, not the workers. No.
I mean
the past, present, and future politicians from Brisbane. Now, they've been fly in, fly out. They've been up and down like a bride's nightie all week.
Yeah.
And they'll promise you anything you want. But once in power, oh, dear me, oh, we didn't realise how depleted the finances were. Oh, sorry, tough titties, matey.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, and you know how animals have a collective now, like they have a shoal of fish and they have a gaggle of geese?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been wondering what the collective noun would be for politicians, and suddenly I realised what it was, because we've all seen these magical disappearing monetary tricks before from politicians. So how about a Houdini of parliamentarians? Now you see it, now you don't.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah, but I tell you what a mess our country is in at the moment. If you think of the whole of Australia as a hot dog stand,
yeah,
then we've got Queensland, the Savoy boilers, not speaking to New South Wales, the bun butterers,
uh-huh,
and both of them ignoring Victoria, the sauce dribblers.
Right.
While West Australia collects the money, the ACT has to import the savs and the buns from overseas, the mustard factory still closed in the Northern Territory, Tasmania refuses to supply the paper bags, and South Australia says, well, we don't care because we're all vegans anyway. Oh, what a flaming debacle.
Yeah, true.
An absolute debacle. Oh, dear. And do you remember how the singer John Mellencamp changed his name to John Cougar Mellencamp to become more popular?
Uh-huh.
Well, the USA president should change his name to Donald Covert Trump. Well, he's got nothing else left, has he?
No.
Poor bugger. If Joe Biden lives through the next 3 weeks, he will become the next president of the USA.
Uh-huh.
Briefly, before Hillary, my husband, did not have sex with that woman, Clinton takes over the joint.
Oh, you reckon?
Oh, absolutely.
Fair enough.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you think that Aussie politics is a bit hairy. Not really, compared to the rest of the world. We're as hairy as a billiard ball. At the moment, America's like King Kong, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Emma, before I go, and oh, gee, it's been lovely chatting with you again, mate.
You too, Roddy.
You know, Hammo, sometimes we come across the most stupidest of inventions, like that brush with the long handle next to the toilet bowl.
Mm.
What a stupid invention. Oh, and, oh, gee, it hurts too, mate, I can tell you.
Yeah, Roddy.